Hello, I'm here with Olga. She's from Russia. Olga, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, sure. I do a lot of things that concern health and happiness. I am concentrating on modalities that allow you to help yourself. So I do a lot of courses of self-healing. So I have a lot of different alphabet soup after my name, HHP, which is Holistic Health Practitioner, NC, which is Nutritional Counselor. But I like to refer to myself as Health Coach.
Okay, wow, that's cool. So what's your advice for staying healthy?
Well, I was very excited to find out that while I thought I was studying different modalities, some oriental healing systems like, you know, Chinese and Ayurvedic and Japanese, and then I thought, oh, you know, I'm studying something totally different in US when I went into Indian, like American Indian healing systems, or when I was in Russia, we have our own traditions. But then I discovered that all of them, even though they use different words, have something in common. So the deeper you understand the principles, the closer they become. And in the end, they converge into three points. So any successful healing system addresses three health problems and turns them into three healing opportunities.
Wow, that's so interesting. So what are these three principles?
Sure. One of them is toxicity. So what I call toxic is anything that is too much. Even something good can turn into bad when you have too much of it. And toxicity doesn't come in the physical form only. We can have toxic food and air, but we also can have toxic thoughts or toxic emotions. So when I say toxicity, I say that it's on all levels of existence, body, mind, and spirit.
Oh, that's so fascinating. So can you kind of expand on that a little bit more, give some examples?
No, absolutely. When I say that something good can turn into bad, I can give you an example of water. Everybody knows that to drink water is very important, and dehydration causes a lot of diseases, especially nowadays. But if I ask you to drink 20 liters of water, what do you think will happen?
You'd get sick, right?
You die, because the 20 liters of water rushing through your system will wash out all your electrolytes, and you will not be able to sustain life.
Wow. I've read of people actually dying like on marathons and stuff because they overhydrate actually. They're like, it can get risky if you drink too much.
Well, if you drink too much of the wrong stuff, because we don't need only water. You know, if you drink distilled water, it's very risky because distilled water is extremely aggressive and acidic. So distilled water, let's reserve it for fountains and cars. It's not for human consumption.
Wow, that's so interesting. So what other tips do you have about, you know, wellness and health?
Well, we just covered one of the roots, which is too much of something, what they call toxicity. But there are two others. So the root number two is deficiency, which is a mirror opposite of toxicity. So what are you lacking in? Is it nutrients? What do you need to bring into your life? Maybe it's self-love. Maybe there is a deficit of self-love and acceptance and respect. Or maybe it's a deficit of knowledge.
Wow, that's so interesting. You know, that we're in Bangkok, and that actually reminds me of a time that I was not eating that many vegetables, and I felt really sick, and I was walking in my brain. I felt like my body was talking to me, and it was saying, go eat a salad. Like, you need to eat a salad immediately. And I went and ate a salad, and I was like 23 years old at the time, and I felt immediately better. And I remember thinking, wow, like my body literally was talking to me, telling me to go eat my vegetables.
Well, I believe that our bodies do it all the time. But if we ignore the voice becomes so low, becomes a little whisper, and then it nearly disappears. And to resolve that problem of not listening to yourself, I actually teach a class on bioresonance that brings the voice back up again.
Well, that's interesting. So what is bioresonance?
Bioresonance is an umbrella term for a lot of different modalities and how to use vibration, the resonance, you know, the energy, to understand something about the universe or yourself.
Oh, that's fascinating. So you said that we have toxicity and then we have deficiency. What's the third problem?
Well, the third root of pretty much any disease, physical or mental, is stagnation. So when something is stuck, like let's say water doesn't move, it becomes to stink. Yeah, so stagnation is death and movement is life. So it works on cellular level, it works on planetary level, on the level of our whole organism. So everything should circulate. There should be circulation of oxygen, of blood, lymph, of thoughts, emotions. So when you block the flow, it usually manifests as pain. So pain is either stuck or broken flow of energy.
Wow, that's so true. You know, that reminds me of one of my favorite sayings, variety is the spice of life. You know, like, so basically we always should have some change. We shouldn't always be stuck in a rut, so to speak, and we should be trying to do new things, correct?
Yes, and a lot of my clients in this health coaching business call my approach to diet with the rainbow diet, because I'm all about full spectrum of emotions, full spectrum of nutrients, you know, full spectrum of life.
Wow, that's great. Thanks so much.